It's early afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Gus Jansen confers with crime boss J.T. Dougherty, tells J.T. the police are secretly investigating Kate Beekman's role in the murder of Gordy Weber, and how Gus plans to make the suspicion of Kate even stronger. More of Gus Jansen's secret plot against the innocent girl in a few moments. First...
Officer Perry Mason. I'm sorry, Mr. Mason's at lunch. Oh, it's you, Mr. Drake. What? Mr. Drake, if I couldn't keep a secret, I couldn't keep my job. Sure, I got a pencil. Go ahead and give me the message. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the secret? I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Drake. It's still a secret. What does it mean? Oh, it's a secret. Goodbye, Mr. Drake. Yeah?
Mr. Mason's back from lunch, Gertie. Any messages?
Mr. Drake phoned not 2 seconds ago.
Oh, what is it?
I'd better come in and tell you and Mr. Mason's in private.
What?
It's a secret. I'll come in Mr. Mason's private office and tell you.
Okay, Gertie.
Watch the switchboard for me, Thelma. Hello, Mr. Mason.
Hello, Gertie. What did Paul say?
He was awful mysterious, Mr. Mason.
Well, you don't need to be mysterious, Gertie. What's the message?
I was just explaining. Mr. Drake swore me to secrecy.
Gertie.
Yes, sir. Here's the message. Mr. Drake says those fellows are up to something. He doesn't know what, but he thinks you'd be smart to get a certain person clear out of town.
Is that all?
He made me promise not to repeat the message to anybody but you. The message he gave me... It doesn't mean anything. Do you know what it means, Del?
I'm afraid so, Gertie. Thank you.
Then it does mean something. Oh, I guess Mr. Drake didn't want to hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. So he gave me the message in code. Gee, Mr. Mason, he ought to know I can keep a secret. You believe I'll keep a secret, don't you, Mr. Mason?
Yeah, sure I do, Gertie.
I'm not asking you to tell me what it's all about, but I'd sure hate it if you didn't trust me, Mr. Mason.
You want to know what it means, Gertie?
Yeah, but only if you want to tell me.
Kate Beekman's father is under arrest for the murder of Gordon Weber, but her father is innocent.
Oh, I know that.
How?
The newspaper said Mr. Mason says he's innocent. So he's innocent.
Oh, thank you, Gertie. Now, a second innocent person is involved.
Oh...
This other innocent person could have been in the apartment when Weber was killed, but he or she was there innocently.
The cops don't know he or she was even there.
What makes you say that?
Well, I've been reading the papers. Nobody else has been mentioned. So, no news is good news, huh? Or isn't it? Maybe the district attorney is sneaking around and asking questions. If that's what Mr. Drake meant, those fellas are up to something. Huh? You know something, Mr. Mason? The more questions I ask, the less I know.
Why, Gertie?
So, maybe it wouldn't be a good idea for me to know the secret, huh?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I'm going to say something. I know Ed Beekman's mixed up in it, and that's no secret because I read the paper.
Okay, Gertie,
I haven't said what I was going to. If Mr. Beekman's mixed in, and he's innocent, like you say, then I hope you prove it right out in public. Because Mr. Beekman's nice, and so is she, and so is their daughter. So, take care of them, Mr. Mason.
I'll do my best, Gertie.
Thanks a lot for explaining, Mr. Mason.
All right, you're welcome.
You going to explain to me, Perry?
Well, you know the facts as well as I do. You want my opinion?
Yes.
The district attorney is up to something, as Paul says.
You agree it's smart to get Kate out of town?
Half smart. You see, Della, if Apt wants Kate merely as a witness, I might be smart to send her away, but... Well, I'm not going to sit here and play guessing games. Gertie, get me an immediate appointment with the district attorney.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to force Mr. Apt to come out in the open.
Meanwhile, in the apartment of Miss Tony Fasina, Gus Jansen finishes his telephone conversation with J.T. Dougherty.
Yes. Yes, I'm in Tony's apartment, J.T. Oh, look, I can handle her. Now, Tony doesn't think with her brain. She thinks with her heart. If she feels a certain way, she'll act a certain way. I can handle her, J.T. Let me get started before she has too much to drink. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know. Tony?
Yeah?
Okay if I come in?
You stay where you are. I'll come out. Well, go on, look at it. It's a bottle of gin.
Yes, I see it is, Tony.
And this is a glass. I'm going to pour some gin out of the bottle into the glass, then out of the glass into me. Well, maybe I won't bother with the glass, huh? Maybe I'll take it straight out of the bottle and save time. What do you mean, Gus?
Tony.
What's the idea of saying what you did, then sending me into the bedroom?
I had to make a phone call, Tony.
Did you make it?
Why, yes.
Are you all through talking now?
I'm sorry you had to wait, Tony.
This will only take a minute. Did she do it, Gus?
Oh, Kate Beekman.
Did she kill Gordy? That's all I want to know. Just tell me yes or no, Gus. Did she kill him?
Tony, no matter who killed
him. Just tell me yes or no. That's real simple, Gus. It ain't fancy or complicated. Just tell me if she killed him.
I'm not going to tell you anything, Tony. You won't listen.
Give me a yes or no.
Not until you're ready to listen, Tony. Because it isn't as simple as yes or no.
Oh, yes, it is. Come on. Gus, you got to tell me. You got to.
Tony, I don't have to do anything. I want to answer your question, but first you'll have to put down that bottle.
Why?
Because we're going to Gordy's funeral in a little while.
I don't feel up to it.
You'll go, and you'll go sober. And you'll listen while I tell you this, so put the bottle down. Now put it down, Tony.
Yeah?
Now, Tony, no matter who killed the little guy, we let the cops and the district attorney handle it. We'll help them if we can. Because the little guy was our friend, and because we have our duty as citizens. But we let the law get even with whoever killed him.
Why? Just tell me that. If Kate Beekman did it, why can't I pay her back?
You didn't feel this way when you thought her father killed Gordy.
Sure I did.
No, you wanted to see Ed Beekman paid off, but you didn't feel like this. Why the special feeling for Kate?
There are things about Kate Beekman.
And?
Things about her and Gordy.
Yes, well, before we talk about that, you've got to get this through your head. We let the law pay her back.
Then it was her.
Tony, what did you tell the cop who asked you about Kate Beekman?
What?
You tell the cops about her and Gordy?
No. No, I told him Gordy tried to help Ed Beekman's daughter. Then Beekman turns around and kills Gordy. I didn't know she killed
him. Neither do the cops. And you didn't help change their minds. You didn't give them a reason why she killed him. You didn't give her a motive.
Why should I? I didn't know she did it. And what difference does it make?
The DA has to have a motive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, listen.
I don't want to. I know all I need
to... shut up, Monica.
You're hurting me.
Now, listen, Tony, listen. If Kate killed Gordy, you wanted to pay for it, don't you? Why let her off easy?
Easy? I'll take the pistol Gordy gave me and blow her head off.
Then it's all over. Wouldn't you like to spread it out, Tony? Don't you want her to pay and keep paying? Have her know she's going to fry in the chair but make her live for days and weeks before it happens? Wouldn't you like to see her locked behind bars while she waits for the axe to fall? She'd look like an old woman by the time they put her in the death house. She'd look old, Tony. Old and ugly. That's really paying her back. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah. Tell me what to do.
All you have to do is remember a few things. You'll remember more easily when we go to the funeral.
What?
Don't be puzzled, Tony. And don't worry. We'll go to the little guy's funeral. We'll sit together and I'll help you. And I'm certain you'll remember. And, Tony, when you remember the proper things, it'll be simple, I promise you. You'll pay her back, kid. You'll pay her back with interest.
What do you think is the plan in Gus Jansen's warped, clever brain? What does Gus want Tony Fassina to remember? And what will Tony's memory mean to Kate Beekman? More of this tomorrow, so by all means join us, won't you?